I have never seen a more lying, deceiving plan of salvation in my entire life from a Baptist. I mean, I can't even understand how this guy would even call himself a Baptist or an independent Baptist, and yet he's advertising in the Sword of the Lord, which believes all the right gospel. And I promise you, if the Sword of the Lord knew what this guy believed, they'd quit running his big, giant, stupid ad. And I wish somebody would call the Sword of the Lord and tell him about this guy and say, hey, this guy is not a Baptist. This guy is not saved. He's a liar. But see, he allures through the finances. Oh, children, you're trying to pick where you want to go to college when you turn 18? This one's free. It's all free. You know, you get there and it's all lies. Let me read it to you. I'll prove it to you. And look, let me tell you something. When I preach behind this pulpit, I name the names. If you read the New Testament of Jesus Christ, and I'm not talking about this newfangled idea of what preaching is and ethics and morality. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about what the Bible says. The word ethics is not in the Bible. The word morality is not in the Bible. You know what's in the Bible? Right and wrong. That's what's in the Bible. And the Bible teaches us that we should point out and expose the false prophets and false teachers of our day, especially when they're pretending to be one of us, and pretending to be a fundamental Baptist, and pretending to be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do you know the name Hermogenes? You say, I don't. Well, that's because you don't read the Bible, okay? How do you know the name Hermogenes? How do you know the name Hymenaeus? How do you know the name Philetus? How do you know the name Alexander? How do you know the name Diotrephes? Because these are false preachers that were around during the days of Peter, James, and John, and Paul. They pointed them out. In their epistles that they wrote to the churches, they said, beware of this guy Alexander. Beware of Hymenaeus. Beware of Phygellus. Beware of Philetus. Beware of Hermogenes. Beware. I mean, Paul said this, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often. This is verse 18. So did he tell them of this sometimes? He said, many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. He said, I often told you about the enemies. I often pointed them out. I often named them by name. So let's name the name. This guy's name is Tony Skeving. In Fargo, North Dakota, with his master's Bible college. Listen to this. Listen to this guy's plan of salvation. Listen to this. You're not going to believe this. He's talking about, and the whole thing is about repenting of your sins. That's what number 7 is all about. And people say, why are you so hung up on that issue about repenting of your sin? You know why? Because of this. Because of lying like this that's going to send people to hell because it's the wrong plan of salvation. Let me prove it to you. Listen to what he says here. True conversion to Christ requires a willingness to take a stand for Him. Listen to this. Salvation is simple, but it's not shallow. It will cost you something to follow Christ. It may be free, but it cost Christ His life. Now, wait a minute. Can somebody help me out? Doesn't something that's free not cost anything? Am I mixed up here? Somebody help me out here. Isn't the definition of free that it doesn't cost? So he says, like, it's going to cost you something. It may be free, but it cost Christ His life. Yeah, it did cost Christ His life. That's why it doesn't cost me anything. That's the whole point. I mean, everything costs something, but guess what? Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And so Jesus Christ paid it all. No, it doesn't cost. Yeah, it'll cost me something to follow Christ. But does it cost anything to be saved? No! Because Jesus already paid that price with His blood on the cross. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags to Him. We can't buy our way in. Yeah, it's going to cost you something. It may be free, but it's going to cost you something. Huh? That doesn't make any sense. And he says, the next point is this. Every person must carefully consider how much they really want to be saved. He says, you need to count the cost. Do you mean business with God? While salvation is free, it's not cheap. What? I'm reading this exactly. Go look it up yourself. While salvation's free, it's not cheap. It's going to cost you something. I know it's free, but it's not cheap. Well, I know it's not cheap. It's free. That's why it doesn't cost me anything. So how? I'm deciding whether I really want to be saved. Let me count the cost. Zero. okay, I'll take it. Right? I mean, if it's going to cost something, then it's not free. Somebody needs to explain to this guy what the word free means.
Hey, you better count the cost whether you're willing to pay zero to be saved.
It's nonsense. Listen to this. This is the next point. Are you willing to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Master of your life? Salvation all boils down to being willing to make Christ the Lord of your life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This verse above gives a promise. In essence, it's saying, whosoever will make Jesus Lord shall be saved. Oh, is that what that says? That's not what it just says, whosoever shall call upon the name. What is the name of the Lord that he's referring to? Jesus. Calling upon the name of the Lord to be saved. That means that he's your master and you're going to obey everything he says. No, that's not what it means. It says you call upon the name of the Lord. And he says, are you willing to turn from sin and submit to God by trusting him and giving him total control of your life? Now look, who in this room can honestly say Jesus Christ has total control of my life? 100%. I guess none of us are saved. Because this is what you have to do to be saved. Give him total control. Well, I don't think anybody has done that. Then you'd be perfect, wouldn't you? He says this. He says, repentance. You know, you've got to turn from wrong to right. Repentance is what is missing in most people who want to be born again. When it comes to going to heaven, most want their cake. They want to have their cake and eat it too, he says. They want to go to heaven but not turn away from the sin that's taking them to hell. Repentance is the key. Well, hold on a second. Is it really possible for us to turn from our sins? No. Oh, no. You don't get a pass around sins. You just have to be willing to turn. Well, what if I'm just willing to be willing to turn? Or do I have to be willing to be willing to be willing to turn? Where does the Bible say willing to turn? Where did the Bible say? Last I checked, it said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Yeah. Last I checked, it said, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Last time I checked, it said, whosoever heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from dead to life. Last I checked, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me hath everlasting life. Last time I checked, he said, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Last time I checked, he said that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I thought salvation was just believe on him and just call upon him. Just confess with your mouth. Just faith, not works. Not paying a price. Jesus paid the price. It's free. It's a gift. The gift of God's eternal life, not of works, lest any man should boast. And you say, well, the Bible says you've got to repent. Where does the Bible say repent of your sins? It's not even, there's nowhere where you find the phrase repent of your sins or repent of his sin. Repent of their sins. It's not there. And so this is garbage. But he says, in order to be born again, we must be willing to repent or make a 180-degree turn. Okay? And listen to this. He says, you've got to turn from wrong to right. He says, normally, he says this. An idol is anything that comes before God. Money, materialism, booze, illicit, I'll just say things that go on in the bedroom, false church or religion. We must turn from it in order to get to God. Normally, there's one main thing that stands in our way of getting saved. Are you willing to repent of it? So basically what he's saying is if you drink, if you're not willing to turn from that, you can't be saved. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Yep. If you're not willing to turn from materialism, you can't be saved. This is a total work salvation. Yeah. He's basically saying you've got to sell everything you have to be saved. You got to get rid of your materialism. You know, you got to never touch a drop of alcohol again. I've never even tasted beer in my life. I'm against drinking. But you know what? People who drink are still going to be in heaven if they believe on Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Because that's the whole point. Your sins are going to be forgiven. Otherwise, you don't even need Jesus. You're just going to earn your own way in. He says, getting saved means repenting of sin and making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If Jesus isn't Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. I mean, is this extreme? This guy is saying that, I mean, he's got to be in control of every area of your life. You've got to repent of every sin. you got to count the cost. This is, you know, it's free, but, you know, it's going to cost a lot. It's free, but it costs a lot. You got to be willing to pay a really big price because it's free. It means making the Lord, I mean, I'm just reading all this right now. It means making the Lord priority number one in life. He must become the king of your life. You submit to Him by following His word. It's all about obedience. Is that what salvation is all about? Obedience. Works. Doing the work. Obeying Him. Turning from your sins. Well, then it's impossible for anybody to be saved. Tony Skeving. Bastards Baptist College or whatever. Masters Baptist College. Sorry, I had a little speech impediment there. And look, people get upset that you point these people out. I'm going to point them out. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the wolves in sheep's clothing, and everybody's afraid to point it out. And you know what? Sword of the Lord, thank God for Sword of the Lord, and thank God that they take a stand on the right plan of salvation. But what are they doing advertising this guy? You know, and I think they probably just don't even know it. Because if they knew it, I don't think they would do it.